And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 11th of May, 2010. It was on this day in 1812 the waltz was introduced at a dance hall in London, the first closed couple dance the English aristocracy had ever seen, men and women embracing one another as they were dancing. And it's the birthday of a man who wrote many waltzes, Irving Berlin. Born in 1888 in Russia, came to New York City with his family when he was just 5. Never learned to write or read music, and never learned to play in any key but F sharp. But he wrote, "A pretty girl is like a melody that haunts you night and day, just like a strain of a haunting refrain. She'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain." It's the birthday of 3 famous 20th century Spanish intellectuals today. The surrealist painter Salvador Dali, born 1904 in Figueras, Spain. The Nobel Prize-winning novelist Camilo José Cela, born on this day in 1916 in Padrón. And Francisco Umbral, for decades Spain's best-known writer, born on this day in Madrid in 1935. Salvador Dali was a surrealist painter who cultivated a reputation for eccentricity. He said, "The one thing the world will never have enough of is the outrageous." He had a perfectly waxed, very long, upturned mustache that was his trademark. He sometimes walked down the street ringing a bell so the people would look at him. Salvador Dali said, "In order to acquire a growing and lasting respect in society, it is a good thing, if you possess great talent, to give early in your youth a very hard kick to the right shin of the society that you love. After that, be a snob." His most famous painting, The Persistence of Memory, melted pocket watches hanging from trees. You can see it at the Museum of Modern Art in New York City. He died in 1989, the year that Camilo José Cela won the Nobel Prize for Literature. His best-known works include The Family of Pascual Duarte, which was probably the most read novel in Spanish literature after Don Quixote. And he was close friends with Francisco Umbral, a very prolific writer, wrote 80 books, wrote a regular newspaper column. Everybody in Spain read him. But he was never really popular with the international intellectual community. He stood right of center in politics. He was contemptuous of leftist intellectuals. He died a few years ago in 2007. Among his books were Stories of Love and Viagra and Beloved 20th Century. Here's a poem for today by Angela Ball entitled Society for the Dissolution of Learning. A scientist reports that evolution is a factory for the almost impossible. So I've decided to go there. I am a seminary for the pretty close to impetuous. A non-scientist, I see the creation of life as a kind of bulk mailing, much of which arrived at the wrong address. My extensively shaky reading habits might help. Our world, says John Lucas, has come to the edge of disaster precisely because of its preoccupation with justice. I agree. I resolve to abandon the pursuit of sense, which turns intentions into roller skates and revelations into laundry. Society for the Dissolution of Learning, a poem by Angela Ball, from Night Clerk at the Hotel of Both Worlds, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Novo Nordisk, committed to changing diabetes through treatments, partnerships, and education. Defeating diabetes is our passion and our business. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.